Hey there, it's Chris Wagner from the Dallas Morning News. Obviously, you're listening to this on our website. Saturday night here at South by Southwest Film. I saw a couple of good movies today. I'm now relaxing in my hotel room. There sounds like there's some kind of a speed metal group playing across the street. It's very South by Southwest. Those two movies, in order, one of them was Richard Linklater, Dream is Destiny. It's a documentary on the Austin godfather of the film scene, if you will. Very well done, directed by Lewis Black, who is one of the co-founders of South by Southwest, and a big wig in the Austin Chronicle world as well. It looks at Linklater's philosophy as a filmmaker, his career. What I found most intriguing about it was the way it explored how he kind of works the gap between the fringes of independent film and the system, the Hollywood system, which he really stays pretty far away from, for the most part, being a creature of Austin, very much a fixture here, as I said. He also has his new movie here this year, Everybody Wants Some. It's a comedy about college baseball players. It doesn't have a whole lot of baseball in it. It takes place right before the school year starts. Can be seen as a companion piece to Dazed and Confused. It has that Linklater appreciation of the moment, I think, is the best way to look at it. It has that sort of zen quality of storytelling that we've come to expect from Linklater over the years. Second film I saw tonight was Midnight Special. A lot of buzz about this one. It's a sci-fi thriller fantasy. It's been compared to some of Steven Spielberg's films, and I can see why. It's got a little bit of Close Encounters, a little bit of E.T., but it works really well on its own as well. It's directed by an Austin filmmaker as well, Jeff Nichols. It's the story of a small boy who has some very disturbing or perhaps odd or just overwhelming powers. He is coveted and he's, I guess you would say, he is taken in by a doomsday cult or doomsday denomination perhaps, led by Sam Shepard. His father is played by Michael Shannon. His mother is Kirsten Dunst, and they are trying to bring him to a safer place. That's kind of where the Close Encounters element comes in. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil some of the cool stuff in this film, which I do want to see again. One of the things about seeing films at a film festival, you think everything kind of blurs together a little bit, and you need to get back home sometimes. If you're going to review a movie, especially, sit down, really take a step back and look at it with fresh eyes. But I went 2 for 2 today. Pretty good average. I liked both Richard Linklater, Dream is Destiny, and Midnight Special. Now I'm going to kick back in my hotel and listen to this speed metal group across the street a little bit more, because I do like me some speed metal. Talk to you guys soon.